Here's Heather Tomasello with some thoughts about an American institution.
Tomorrow is Monopoly Day, celebrating the world's best-selling board game. Since its development during the height of the American Depression, more than 200 million copies of the game have been sold in over 26 different translations in 80 countries. People have set world records playing Monopoly under all sorts of strange conditions, like the 36-hour-long game played on a ceiling, the 8-day, 8-hour-long game on a balance beam, or the game played in a moving elevator that lasted 16 days. Though we never played it upside down or underwater, as kids, my two sisters and I loved Monopoly and would play it for hours on rainy afternoons. We wanted the game to last as long as possible, so we took our time buying properties and traded amicably back and forth, building just a few houses here and there. Our games ended not with bankruptcy, but with boredom, as we'd call it even after several hours and pack up the board till the next rainy afternoon. I didn't realize Monopoly was such a competitive game until my first year of marriage when I sat down with my husband and his family to play. They take the game very seriously, building small green and red empires on the board until one player owns everything. They play Monopoly! In fact, I may encourage my husband to begin training for the Monopoly World Championship, which, like the Olympics, is held every 4 years in a different country. This past October, the competition took place in Toronto, Canada. 38 countries sent their national champions to compete in 3 90-minute preliminary rounds. Players were randomly matched. For example, the first round saw 11-year-old Puerto Rican champion Stephanie Torres competing against the 1994 world champion Christopher Wu of Hong Kong. The five players who accumulated the most in assets at the end of the three rounds then progressed to an untimed final round. The goal of the final round was to bankrupt the other four players and therefore wear the crown, or top hat as it were, of Monopoly World Champion. After an intense game that lasted over 3 hours, Yutaka Okada of Japan emerged victoriously. Hasbro awarded Okada with a check for $15,140, the amount of money in the original game. So my husband now has 3 years to compete for the next world championship and face Okada and other serious Monopoly players from around the world. As for me, I'll stick to playing with my sisters. I've realized that in Monopoly, as in life, there are those who play to win, and then there are those who play for the sheer enjoyment of the game.